أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, to refresh your memory for those who may forgot what was the khutbah about last week. We talk about the sunnah of Allah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with the people. And one of the sunnahs of Allah that He rewards the good doer. And one of the sunnah of Allah that He punishes the sinners. This is the sunnah of Allah. This is the way of Allah. In the past, the present, in the future, because Allah had told us, وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. There is no change for the sunnah and the way of Allah. The sinner of yesterday, he was not a criminal, and the sinner today, he is not a criminal. So whenever and wherever you are, when you commit the sin, the sunnah of Allah will deal with you to punish you. Today I want to talk about sabr, patience. And this has a very important relationship to the last khutbah. Sabr. To be patient. But today I want to focus about one of the types of patience. A lot of Muslims, when you talk to them about sabr, they remember sabr when calamity falls in them. When somebody die and they said to him, have sabr, have patience, don't say this, don't do this, start to eat, start to be normal, be patient, control your anger, stop your sadness, be patient. But we want to talk about a special type of a sabr that the ulama has divided the sabr, the patient, to three categories. And one of these categories is dealing with the last khutbah. As-sabru anil ma'asiyah. To have patience against disobedience of Allah. I.e., to have patience to stay away from the haram. Some people, they think that when haram approach him or her, when the shaitan tempted him, when the shaitan, which is his habit and his way to decorate and make things looks good to you, now we say to you, steadfast, now be patient, don't move from your spot, don't transgress the limits of Allah, otherwise the sunnah of Allah will deal with you. Have sabr. I could not find ijab. The only thing to say haram. No ijab. No, I found ijab, but I'll be breaking even. But if I work such a place, it can be better. Better financially, but destroying your heart, your iman. It's disrupting the religion, tend to be satisfied with this little bit of money. This income is a hardship, brother Ummi. I know. Do you think the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's much better than me and you, didn't have a difficulty and hardship? It's been presented to him that the mountains of Mecca to turn and be gold for him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam presented to him to be a king. He chose to be a messenger. He chose to be a person who lived from day to day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a beggar came to his house with nothing there except 3 dates, when a guest came, the Prophet did not have any food to entertain him. He asked one of the companions, who can take my guest and entertain him, give him dinner, give him. This is the Prophet of Allah. Who is me, who is you? Everything we wanted. We want the cable. We want a big car. We want a comfortable house. But on the expenses of our religion, brother, is hard. Yesterday I was looking to a verse and it struck me. I want to share it with you because you have to understand, yes, it's going to be hard. Alright? We didn't come to this life to have a golden spoon. Take the food and put it in your mouth. We didn't come to this life to have a pacifier here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Al-Imran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا. Oh, who you believe, endure and be more patient. What does this mean? The haram will approach you. Don't jump right away. I try not to do it, but it's getting hard. It stay in your place. Don't move. When Allah put words in the Quran, when Allah put even a letter in the Quran, He's not playing. He's not throwing words like this. He's not only talking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Isbiru wa sabiru." Now you drive in your car so you can understand the verse. You drive in a car. You drive in and you're going over a hill and you're going over the mountain. What you do? Put it in a second gear. Give it more energy, more power. Otherwise, it's going to start dragging in the back. So now there is a sabra and there is musabara. I could not do it. Do it. Do it. Be strong. Oh, brother, it starts to hurt. Let it hurt for the sake of Allah. We're going to be tempted by different things. Money, women, drugs, but temptation. It's your taste. Everything, oh brother, because you understand, actually, don't give me excuses. This is between you and Allah. You know why you want in the riba. You want to, why you're dealing with usury. You know why you're dealing with riba. You know why you are fornicating and having boyfriend and girlfriend. You know why you're cheating. You know why you're selling something haram. You know why you're drinking haram. Brother, because I used to take a heroin and now I understand I could not jump like this out of, so I have to take some kind of understand of alcohol to cool it down a little bit. Oh brother, I used to do this, but now you understand I have to, like alternative, let me understand, go from haram to another haram. No, you need to quit this haram. You need to understand, instead of jumping to the haram, put yourself in the second gear and say, now I have to have musabara, not only sabr. Now I'm not going to endure, but I'm going to have more fish. Allah knows this. Allah knows that it's going to need a struggle. And Allah knows that it's going to be temptation. And it's going to be more hours and more hours. And some of us are going to neglect their children because they start, instead of paying me $10 an hour, now every hour overtime is going to be $14. What about the children? What about the house? What about their Islamic education? Teaching them about Allah, discipline them. Going for the haram is so easy. I want to give you an example, my brothers and sisters. Taking the water from under the mountain and taking the water all the way to go to up to the mountain is not an easy job. But when the water is on top of the mountain, it can fall by itself. It's not a big deal. We get bumps to bump the water to take it up because you want to elevate it up. But when you put the water on top of the mountain, it's going to drag without any forces. You don't have to have a bump, nothing. You put the water, it's going to fall down. So fall into hellfire, falling into the haram, getting into the lust and the temptation is so easy. Because everything is inviting. Everything, men, women, fashion, drugs, haram, usury, neglecting the prayer, all this haram. And after this, you're exposing yourself to the sunnah of Allah, and you're exposing yourself to the punishment of Allah in this life as well as hereafter. I want to give you an example about patience. This hadith, which reported by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reported from Abu Sa'id and Abu Huraira. First, let's see the seriousness of this matter, especially living in a society like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about usury and riba, if you don't give it up, be ready for a war between you, Allah, and His Messenger. How many Muslims will go into riba? For a car, bigger house, for whatever. Not essential things in their life. Not a matter of necessity. Some people even go to buy another store. Subhanallah. You didn't spend the 10, 20, 30,000 sitting in the bank. Hundreds of thousands sitting in the bank. And after this you're going to go looking for another property to have a convenience store selling haram. I can imagine, as we're going to give the hadith, if somebody been forced by necessity. But if you don't have a necessity, why the haram became so easy for us? Listen to this clean society. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال إنكم لتعملون أعمالا هي أدق في أعينكم من الشعر كنا نعدها على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من المبيقات. It's a collection of Imam al-Bukhari رحمة الله عليه. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, you guys This is my term, my guys, okay? You indulging in bad action, which is more insignificant to you than a hair. A hair. Look to you like it's nothing, brother. So what the big thing understands that I... She's not my sister, but we from the same country. What's the big deal that I shake hands with her? No big deal. It's going to start with a smile, with a shake hand, with a dinner together, with a kiss, with a hug, boyfriend, girlfriend, name it. So I say, in the time of the, you guys doing certain things, brother, what? It's cigarette. Some scholars said makruh. Some scholars said makruh, so I have the choice. It's only one bag of the cigarette in the day. I'm sorry, I'm going to quote the wrong price. I don't smoke, alhamdulillah. But let's say what, $3-4? I'm not sure. So like nothing. Like nothing. It's only one bag of cigarette. Brother, it's not a big thing. Wallahi, the interest is so small, and they told me it's only 3%. So we keep looking to things like it's nothing. So I say, you guys indulging in a bad deed, in haram things, to you, it's like not a big deal. Like, it's so small, like a hair, so thin. Listen what he's saying. We consider them at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be great, destroying things. Not a big deal. I only shake hands with her. We only want to understand we for a dinner together. No, we are not really boyfriend and girlfriend, but we understand friends. Alright? Everything started from a small. And you let it go the first time, second time will get bigger. And comes bigger, and comes bigger. Now, you see the sunnah of Allah we were talking about. Listen to the hadith. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال إن الله تعالى يغار وغيرة الله تعالى أن يأتي المرء ما حرم الله عليه. متفق عليه. أبو هريرة may Allah be pleased with him reported the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said what the meaning is. Verily Allah exalted becomes angry and his anger is provoked when a person does what Allah has declared to be haram. Allah gets jealous. You provoke Allah's jealousy and Allah is anger when you provoking something he already make it haram. You know it's haram. You know it is haram. Is what is the reason? We understand some people can be forced by necessity. But can you imagine that no necessity and will be dwelling in the haram? Can you imagine somebody have a store and a house and a car and buying another store, selling haram in it? Okay, at least open the second store and have it clean so you can little bit by little bit get out of the other haram and sell the other store. No, add another store. And this is the temptation of the dunya. You start with little bit, it's going to grow. And will be another store, and another gas station, and another store. And today I shake hand, tomorrow kiss, tomorrow being a boyfriend and girlfriend, and continue like this. Now, let's see some of this, what we're talking about. And Abi Abdul Rahman, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhuma, قال, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول انطلق ثلاثة نفر ممن كان قبلكم حتى أواهم المبيت إلى غار فدخلوه فانحدرت صخرة من الجبل فسدت عليهم الغار فقالوا إنه لن ينجيكم من هذه الصخرة إلا أن تدعوا الله تعالى بصالح أعمالكم. ريتك عمر بن الخطاب may Allah be pleased with him. عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. May Allah be pleased with him. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, three men amongst those who came before you set out until night came and they reached a cave. So they entered it. A rock fell down from the the mountain and the blood the entrance of the cave. They said, nothing will save you from this unless you supplicate to Allah by virtue of a righteous deed you have done. Thereupon one of them said, and this is what the second person, he said, اللهم إنه كانت لي ابنة عم كانت أحب الناس إلي وفي رواية كنت أحبها كأشد ما يحب الرجل النساء فراوتها فأردتها على نفسها فامتنعت مني حتى ألمت بها سنة من السنين فجاءتني فأعطيتها 20 دينار على أن تخلي بيني وبين نفسها ففعلت حتى إذا قدرت عليها وفي رواية فلما قعدت بين رجليها قالت اتق الله ولا تفض الخاتم إلا بحقه فانصرفت عنها وهي أحب الناس إلي وتركت الذهب الذي أعطيتها اللهم إن كنت فعلت ذلك ابتغاء وجهك ففرج عنا ما نحن فيه فانفرجت الصخرة غير أنهم لا يستطيعون الخروج. The second person, he said, oh Allah, I had a cousin whom I loved more than anyone else. In another narration, he said, as a man can love a woman, I wanted to have sexual intercourse with her, but she refused. She don't want to do the haram. Hard time passed by her. In a year of famine, she approached me. She don't have anything to eat. Economic problems. She been approached by her cousin. And she always say no, no. Now in time of extremely hardship, she came to him. She approached me. I gave her 120 dinars of coins in condition that she would yield herself to me. She agreed. And when we got together for sexual intercourse, she said, fear Allah and do not break the seal unlawfully. I moved away from her. In spite of fact that I loved her most passionately, and I let her keep the money I had given to her. She has to give up herself due to the difficulty and the hardship. But still in the last moment, she tried to avoid the haram, but she needs to eat. She said to him, fear Allah. Fear Allah, don't do this. Right away the fear of Allah comes in his heart. Now he let her go and even let her keep the money. What's the problem with some Muslims nowadays? With no hardship of difficulty, they are indulging in haram. Boyfriend and girlfriend. Some people come in the middle of the day. Brother, do you have time? I want to talk to you. Yes. I have a girl outside, I want to marry her. Who's this girl? Became marriage to them so much easier than having oil change. You go get an appointment and park your car and wait for the mechanic. But the imam have to jump, perform it. That's it. He don't have time to take appointment, he don't have time to discuss anything. Oh yeah, well, she my girlfriend. Oh, I'm going to give her dawah. You understand, she use. And the worst than this, that women Muslims living with somebody. She said, fear Allah, stay away from the haram. And she for hardship, look to this slave Amatullah Gair come complaining to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Prophet of Allah, inni usra'a fad'u Allah an yashfiyani. قال إن شئت دعوت الله لك أن يشفيك وإن شئت صبرت ولك الجنة O Prophet of Allah, I have a serious illness, epilepsy. I get attacked by the shaitan and I fall in the ground. Ask Allah to heal me. The Prophet said, if you want, I make dua for you and Allah will heal you. But if you want to be patient, you will have Jannah as a reward for this. Says, O Prophet of Allah, no. I live with the illness, with the sickness, with the disease. Says, my reward will be Jannah. But, ادعو الله ألا تكشف. Say, O Prophet of Allah, I rather to take Jannah and live with my illness. But, there is another problem. When this case happened to me, been taken by the shaitan, when I fall, my body gets exposed. Ask Allah not to make me exposed. Subhanallah. This believing woman willing to live with illness in the body, but she don't want to live with illness in the heart, in her iman. What's wrong with us? Things became so easy. We take advantage of all these pleasures that Allah given us. Now women are exposing themselves intentionally, so involved in the fashion. Doesn't matter how it is exposed from her body. I see even little girls, they're so concerned about doing the hijab or the khimar over their head, even if their necks are showing, because she wants to look good, look according to fashion. A woman, a believing woman, willing to live with sar'a, with this illness, but she's not ready to, for her body to be exposed. What's wrong with some of our sisters, born and raised Muslims, coming from overseas to study? Now they're wearing pants, no scarf, no anything. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What's wrong? Why are we giving up our deen, our hijab, everything? People in France and different places fighting for hijab, and some Muslims in Arabia, they see that this be freedom and this is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Where? We need to wake up, brothers. We need to wake up, sisters. Now we say, spiru wa sabiru. Oh, people look funny to me that I'm wearing the hijab. Oh, people feel funny that if I don't shake hands with them. Oh, people feel funny, understand, if I did not get and sit in the roster with them. Oh, people feel funny about me. So, what about if Allah feel funny about you? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get angry with you? When Allah displeased with you, you're doing the haram. What about this? You're fearing people like you, but you're not fearing Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to clean our hearts, clean our action, to understand to be a Muslim. It's not going to be an easy job. It's going to be a struggle. And if you don't have sabr and patience, you're not going to be able to make it. And don't complain, because the prophet's been tested. The messenger's been tested. And the believers will be tested. So if you found yourself, everything, and say, oh, I could not, I have to go to the bank. Oh, I could not, I have to have a boyfriend. Oh, I could not, because I love this, I like this. All of us can love and like. Oh, but I could not. Yes, he can. Allah knows if he can or you could not. Don't play with Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Salli wa sallim ala al-Mabuthi rahmatan lil alameen. Dear brothers and sisters, it's saddening, wallahi it's saddening to see some of our 18 years old boys and girls disappear. They go for haram, and after 2-3 years, the girl coming carrying a child, and now she's ready to come down. Or the boy will go disappear, get in haram, have a boy, and after this he say, okay, I give her da'wah, she's ready to become a Muslim. What is Muslims, they have to understand they came to Islam and they to clean themselves. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam showing us some of the reward of sabr from the ma'asiyah, stay away from the disobedience, and they have patience with this. He count about 7 people will be shelter in the day of judgment under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which no shade is the day except the shade of Allah's throne. And said, وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُمْ رَأَى ذَاتَ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Iman bin Sudus been approached by a woman, beauty and authority. You have not been approached by authority or by beauty, but we fall like nothing, like flies. As soon a man says something to you, or as soon a woman says something to you, oh brother, astaghfirullah, oh Allah. The Prophet say, a man been approached by a woman, she is so pretty and she have authority, so he is going to be tempted by her beauty, and also he be secure that nobody going to put him in jail or beat him up. But he said what? Inni akhafullah, I fear Allah, I fear Allah. Allah will shelter him in the day of judgment, which you know shade in that day except the shade of Almighty Allah. Just the hadith we mentioned about this man who loved his cousin and he wanted to approach her. Now when he let it go for the sake of Allah, what happened? In time of difficulty and hardship, no one 911, no cellular phone, no any emergency call, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the rock move and saved them from the hardship and the difficulty. And when the ma'asiyah, when the haram approach you, even if somebody is going to give you the drug for free, alright, even if he's going to give you this for free, whatever it is, adultery, fornication, drugs, alcohol, usury, give you 1% only interest, doesn't matter what it is. Now remember what Allah is saying, so you can be more patient. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Only those who are patient shall receive the reward in full without reckoning. Remember this. And remember, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ, and Allah loves those who have patience. Remember these things so it can hold you and became a means to keep you from the haram. Brothers, if you think the way to Jannah is so simple and easy, you are mistaken. Otherwise, everybody can be in Jannah. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, said, لا يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذن ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها من خطاياه. Abu Huraira reports the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, never a believer striking with a discomfort or illness or anxiety or grief or mental worry or even a pecking of a son, but Allah will expiate his sins. Allah will make it expiation for his sin. So remember all the things to slow down you from jumping to the haram. Put your foot on the brake. It didn't work, pull the handbrake. It didn't work, turn the engine off after you put it in neutral. Do something. Run away from the haram. Run away from the haram. We are surrounded by everything. We don't want to be flies. Flies land down on anything. Doesn't matter if it's sweet or a duke, excuse my expression, or whatever it is. Flies doesn't know. Even a worm and bust. A bust coming out, blood and all dirty stuff, flies will fall in it. Be a Muslim. Be a believer. And remember Allah. And have sabr against the ma'asiyah. Have sabr and wasabiru. Wasabiru. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who have sabr and those who have musabara. Allahumma agnina bihalalika an haramik wa bita'atika an ma'asiyatik wa bifadlika an man siwak ya wasi'a al-maghfira. O Allah, make sufficient in the halal for ourselves. O Allah, making your obedience sufficient for us to go in the sin. O Allah, make us from your awliya. O Allah, keep us from the fitan and the temptation. O Allah, preserve our iman. O Allah, keep us in a state of al-Islam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. O Allah, preserve our iman. O Allah, keep us in a state of al-Islam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.